Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Well, we had a slew of numbers out this morning. Quarterly grain stocks numbers, small grains stocks numbers, export sales numbers. What's the trade going to trade today?
Well, I think initially we'll start off with the corn stocks number. I mean, calling corn market down considerably here this morning based on the fact we did see 300 million more bushels of corn in the corn stocks report than the market was anticipated. We've talked about this a little bit, or most of the week anyway, Dave, at least the traders have, you know, trying to decipher whether some of this early harvested corn that we saw in August was going to be included in this number. So some of this was expected, and as we learn from past experience, if we talk about something long enough and expect something long enough, then you know, we quickly digest it and move on to something else. So it'll be interesting to see what 115 brings today, Dave, but I think yesterday taught us that there is still some support underneath the market. We saw some end-user pricing yesterday on the sharply lower open. Actually, we're able to close up firm. So probably still going to be some support underneath this corn market as the day goes on, Dave.
If we break 485 to the downside, would you begin to say, well, maybe, just maybe, we're putting a short-term top in this market?
Yeah, I think that would cause some concern and maybe cause a little more liquidation, at least from some of the technical watchers here today. So watch that area today, but it wouldn't be surprised if we did try to firm up a little bit after we get started lower here today.
Well, certainly the demand has picked up after two lousy weeks in corn, and we need to see more of that down the road, I suspect, to move higher.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And I think the cash market's telling us a little bit something different. We continue to see basis firm up here. So we have the USDA telling us that there's more corn out there than we expected. We have the cash markets telling us something different at this point. So kind of an interesting dynamic. And then we look at the bean sales here this morning at 63.8 million bushels. So demand's still a major factor here moving forward, Dave.
What do you anticipate for the bean open today?
Going to be steady. We'll see how weak corn gets here today. But if corn's able to firm up here today, wouldn't be surprised if beans do trade higher here with the corn stocks number pretty much spot on compared to what we were expecting.
Could it be that we might see a little bit softer tone in the bean market because of the corn and even potentially a break down into the 760, 750 level and then a bounce up?
Yeah, we could see
level.
Yeah, we could see some weakness. Obviously, it's hard for these markets to kind of move in different directions. So if corn gets weak enough here this morning, we could see a little weakness on the opening. But beans have had pretty good resiliency despite some pretty negative fundamentals. So if corn does start to recover, probably expect beans to do the same thing.
How do you read the trading action this week? Is this just do you think it's just end of quarter profit taking, or is there something else going on these grain markets?
Well, I think it has to be contributed mostly to that. You know, we did see the dollar continue to move into some recent lows here again this week. So it's hard to factor that in, you know, the weakness that we did see in corn early in the week. We also had the dollar moving lower, so that doesn't necessarily typically make a lot of sense. So had to be a little expectation there with the crop report coming here today. You know, you got to realize that the funds are considerably long, and taking a little money off the table was not too surprising considering what kind of fund link they do have, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Thank you, Dave. Bye.
That's Aaron Curtis of MITCO in Bloomington, North.